This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Both sides are signaling that the meeting between Presidents Biden and Putin in Geneva this morning will not produce any breakthroughs. The last U.S.-Russia summit ended with President Trump siding with Putin over the American intelligence community. Sagar Magani with how this plays into today's meeting.
Intelligence agencies had told the president Russia meddled in the 2016 race he won.
I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
3 years later, it still bothers top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Taking the word of a Russian intelligence officer over America's intelligence agencies.
The White House says election interference will be on the agenda today in Geneva. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden will also press Putin to stop giving safe harbor to hackers carrying out cyber and ransomware attacks. Millions are sweltering in the dangerous heat enveloping much of the West. The temperature in Las Vegas could reach 116 degrees today. Jessica Strong, a community health manager with a children's hospital in Salt Lake City, is advising parents to keep a close eye on their children.
This year has brought all kinds of changes in routine, lots of stress, lots of fatigue. And so that combined with the record temperatures we're experiencing right now, unfortunately could be a recipe for disaster.
She talked to KSL-TV. Governor Andrew Cuomo says 70% of adults in New York have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine, and the state is celebrating by easing most restrictions and shooting off some fireworks to boot. Those fireworks over Niagara Falls, as heard on WKBW.com. California is also easing most COVID restrictions. This is AP News. This organization, the Associated Press, is making a change that's expected to affect what you hear and see in news stories. Here's our Mike Gracia.
In a policy decision likely to impact other news organizations, the Associated Press has announced it will no longer publish the names of people charged with minor crimes. The change is out of concern. Such stories can have a damaging afterlife on the internet, negatively impacting the ability of individuals to move on with their lives. The AP sent a directive to its journalists across the country, saying it will no longer name suspects or transmit photographs of suspects in brief stories about minor crimes when there is little chance of AP coverage beyond the initial arrest. The policy will not apply to serious crimes. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P were all down yesterday. The Dow dropped 94 points. The Nasdaq, 101. The S&P, 8. News from Wall Street. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.